Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And this week, we've been talking about the mysteries of the kingdom and the mysteries of the kingdom of God revealed in its fullness in the person of Jesus Christ and then in the life of the believer. In the life of the believer, it being revealed not only as if someone is telling you something you didn't know before, which is part of what happens when the kingdom is proclaimed, the gospel, the good news, and it takes root, hopefully it takes deep root in a person's life. But as St. Paul said at the beginning, the heart of the mystery, the depth of the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is, Christ has come to make his home in you, to make you a temple of the living God. This is the most fantastic, awesome offer any human being on the planet could ever receive. And it's a reality, a life-changing, new creation, transformational reality, sharing in the life of God, which is a treasure beyond anything this world in its cumulative, quantitative reality of how much treasure is here on the planet, all given to one person wouldn't compare to the reality of the treasure of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's a confidence, knowing Christ is made his home in you. By God's grace and the working of the Holy Spirit, faith allows you to lay hold of that. Hope gives you strength. Hope gives you great confidence that what you're seeing and experiencing and learning about the truth of what happened to you in your baptism and what the meaning of what it means to be in the church, the meaning of it to what it means to be in the body of Christ. What is it now that to be in the kingdom, that the king has taken his place, hopefully enthroned in your heart? The meaning of all that as it unfolds in your life is what's meant by the mystery, what's meant by the mystery revealed, and it's clear now as we look at it, it's the living awareness and the experiential knowledge of knowing God has done something in you, that God has come to you, a fallen sinner who he has picked up and forgiven and cleansed and made, has brought you from death to life in his Son. And even now, a church that's alive is aware that we're already participating in the reign of Jesus, in the rule of the King. He came to bring the kingdom. That was the mystery that was hidden, the revelation of the kingdom and his kingship, which is at the center of it, and his saving work that allows us to come into the kingdom, to be members of his kingdom, and have the power now to live a kingdom way of life, to be radically transformed in this world for his glory, enabled, empowered to actually do kingdom work with Jesus in this life, bringing people by God's grace from death to life. Everybody who's baptized into Christ is called into that. We have different assignments. I don't have the same assignment that a bishop has, you know, or not everybody does what I do. I don't do what you do, but we all have an assignment. We all have a calling. We're all apostles, small a, that is, we're sent ones, sent by Christ under the anointing of the Spirit. Remember, St. John the Apostle tells us, you have an anointing. You have an anointing. That anointing is the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is the fire that Jesus said he was coming to cast upon the world. He said, I have come to cast fire on the earth. That might be a shock to some people who are in the church who think he came to cast sleeping pills or to put people in some kind of a, you know, slumber or a place of indifference. No, he came to set you on fire and your heart on fire, the fire that's in the king's heart and the fire that is the very energy and source of life in the kingdom, which is the church. And the kingdom goes forward to declare that the king is offering to all who are willing to receive it, to repent, to come to him, and to have, as we talked this week about the parable of the sower, the good news about the king, the gospel, the Holy Spirit anoints, and that word, that gospel, is a seed. And if it falls on the right kind of soil, a soil that's receptive and deep and longing and welcomes the word and embraces the word and draws the life out of it and lives from it, that person will bear great fruit in the kingdom. You don't have to be rich or highly educated to be an amazingly fruitful person in the kingdom of God. You don't have to be a scholar or a bishop to receive a great reward from the king when you pass from this life. Remember, Jesus said the last are going to be first. There's people that are forgotten, that are last in this world, but they are so, they're just living in the good news of Christ. They've embraced it, received it, loved it. They walk with Jesus each day. They're living in the Spirit. They're in the church. They're loving the Lord. They're loving their neighbor by his grace. And it's the most important thing in their life. There are people the world does not recognize that are great even now, but in the life of the kingdom to come, we will be shocked at the extraordinary rewards and acknowledgement they're given by the king, because they're being rewarded for the right thing. Loving God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Obeying God with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Humble hearts who are like Jesus, meek and humble, not weak and confused, meek, strength under control, under the control at the service of love, in the grace of the Spirit, knowing exactly who we are, who God made us to be, making the most of what he's given us, but all for him and for his glory and for the love of neighbor. All kinds of people are celebrated every day in this world, day and night. You know, we still are suckers for popularity, fame, you know, riches, power, influence, as if it matters. It's just so out of proportion. It's not even funny. But that's not how the kingdom looks at things. It's just not. That's why a lot of some of the saints, you know, who had a lot in this world, when they saw the Lord and they received forgiveness and they saw the kingdom, they gave it all away. They didn't want it. But they wanted to be like their master, who in this world was despised and rejected. A man of sorrows and acquainted with much grief in this world, who knew of great tribulation, who died, who was falsely accused, the worst kind of death. We know it, right? And the saints said, I just want to follow him. I want to be like him. I don't want the riches of this world. I don't want the fame that's in this world. It's just so fleeting. It's fool's gold. It's nothing compared to the kingdom. Today, the Lord gives us, as we end this week, I'm looking at the parable of the sower and the reality of the issue of what kind of soil is the human heart? What kind of soil do you have, friends? Is it the soil that's on the wayside or the path where it doesn't even take root at all, and the bird, the devil, Jesus said, the devil comes and steals it? Or is it rocky ground where it's just difficult and that the roots can get down a little bit? You can have some life there, but it just, when the storms come a little bit, it just can't survive because the roots can't go deep. It's the root system, just like there's too many other distractions and things that are there. And the soil that's among thorns, the riches of the world, I think Jesus said, right? And it just chokes off what life is attempting to be grown. But wow, the seed that lands on good soil. And again, friends, this is a work of God in the human heart, because Jesus knows we can't do anything on our own, but if we abide in him, as he said, we'll bear much fruit. You did not choose me, I chose you. I chose you to bear fruit. And at the end of our life, friends, it's not going to be when we line up, we're there, it's not going to be like, okay, bring all your, you know, whatever number of houses you have and your bank account and your cars and your toys and your awards and your recognitions from the university and your this, that, and the other thing. That just doesn't impress Jesus. Those things will have nothing unless they were done in love, for love, in obedience to God, and it was all about that. But most of the time, that stuff is not like that. He's going to want to know, did you love? Did you radically love the Father? Did you radically love me? And you might say, yes, Lord, I did, I did. And he goes, no, wait a minute. Let's take a quick look at your life. Actually, I told you that if you love me, you'll obey me. You said my name, you did stuff, but you didn't obey me. You kept me at arm's length. You preferred to live in the twilight. You had other things that were top priority for you, not me, not my kingdom. And then next to you might be somebody who the world didn't even recognize. Who knows, maybe they passed through your wealthy home and they cleaned your house for, you know, they were a nanny or something at one time. And it turns out, someone who seems so insignificant is being rewarded, celebrated by God. Can you imagine? And no one celebrated him in this world. It's amazing. So what do we see today? We see the gospel reading today is Mary Magdalene, who, what a relationship she had with the Lord and how she poured herself out for him. She had extravagant devotion to the Lord. Many think this is Mary Magdalene, Mary Bethany, same person. There's some debate about that. But basically, she poured out the oil. You know, she quote unquote wasted the oil on Jesus and his preparation for death. Mary of Bethany sat at Jesus' feet and Jesus said, Martha, Martha, I love you, Martha, but your sister chose the better portion. That extravagant love for Jesus, sitting at his feet, gazing at him, receiving his teaching, holding on to it as the great treasure of her life. And so today we get a reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'll just end the program with it because it describes what we've been talking about all week in terms of the right response to the life of the kingdom and what Mary of Magdalene, Mary Bethany expressed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us. Once we've come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, the new things have come. Mary Magdalene's an excellent example for us. The love of Christ now compels us. It compelled her to sit at his feet. It compelled her to pour out a year's worth of value of, you know, income on him. Just extravagantly pouring out her heart and loving him. Extravagant devotion to Jesus Christ. That's the heart. All of the seed stuff we looked at, it's a heart issue this week, the parables. What's the condition of the heart? Jesus is after who wants to love me and the Father, who wants to receive the love the way we've given love and live in love and give away that love. This is Christianity. This is the highest, most important thing anyone can live in on the planet and come into. And in the end, if we persevere, we'll be rewarded. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.